Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 11th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to Psalm 126, verse 3. It reads, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." He continues the thought from verse 2. Mouths filled with laughter, tongues with songs of joy, and the report that it is said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Now the psalmist continues that thought, but appropriates it for himself. Not only do the nations say it, we know the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Verse 3 is the center point of the psalm. Verses 1 and 2 look backwards, while verses 4 to 6 look forwards, and we'll look at those in coming podcasts. The psalmist has a great sense of joy in the present. There's joy in the past, he's hoping for joy in the future, but he still is enjoying joy at the current time. This current joy is being experienced because it's a product of both memories of God's faithfulness in the past and by a confident expectation of God's future faithfulness. This enables him to experience joy in a way that the world cannot understand. The world's joy is far more ephemeral because it depends on short-term gratification. And let's face it, the future of such gratification is uncertain. But a Christian is not someone for whom future pleasure is necessary for them to be filled with joy. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, joy is a product of abundance. It is the overflow of vitality. It is life working together harmoniously. It is exuberance. What a rich and encouraging statement. Joy is a product of abundance. Now, I don't know about you, but quite frankly, I don't always feel like I have an abundance of joy. I don't always feel like my life is working together harmoniously, or that I have all the exuberance I'd like, or that I have an overflow of vitality. That's not always how I feel. So what do we do when we want to have what the psalmist has here in verse 3, and we don't have it? Well, three quick tips this morning. Firstly, if we are not filled with joy, a good question might be, what are we filled with? Are we checking to see what's actually in our heart? Luke 6:45, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." What's in the heart? What are we storing up? Let's be honest about what's really inside. It may be evil, it may be good, it may just be confusion, it could be hurt and pain. But if we're not real about what's inside, it's not surprising if there is no overflow of joy. Firstly, let's be sober and honest. Secondly, how else might we refresh our joy? Well, how about reflecting on the resurrection, praying through and thinking through what the resurrection means to you and I? We know that in Matthew 28, verse 8, the women, their response to the empty tomb, they hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Afraid yet filled with joy. How about reflecting on the resurrection? It means that we have no more fear of sin and death. That could be a good way to refresh our joy. And thirdly, to be refreshed with joy, we could take a leaf from the psalmist's book and think about what God has already done for us. How about sharing your testimony today with somebody? I have somebody coming over later this morning, and I'm going to ask him how he came to faith, and I'm going to share with him how I became a Christian. I'm sure that's going to refresh my joy. That might be something worth doing. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 4. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.